Hello, everyone, and welcome back to A Fistful Podcast. I am your host that reveals the most, aka your favorite sister, Sister Krista Christ. And I hope and I pray that everyone had a blessed New Year's and came in the new year with a fresh mindset, fresh goals, whatever, fresh resolutions, however you vision boards, whatever you do for the New Year's. I pray you came in with fresh and fresh awake of confidence of who you are and where you're trying to go and who you are trying to become when in the process of this newness. And I pray that you use this year to the capacity of it, you know, and never let it go of anything that you want to see positive happen in your life this time. Okay? So, with that being said, today we are going to go jump into the topic of season 8, episode 5 of letting go of the negative thinking. And this came right on time because it's a new year. It's a new day. It's a new season. It's a new year. Maybe the same you. Maybe out with the old and in with the new with you. Who knows? But whichever case it is, it's a new year for a fresh start, a new season for a new you and new beginnings to start. So the first thing you want to do is get rid of those negative thoughts, right? Get rid of the negative thinking. Get rid of the old mindset you used to have, right? So we're going to start with that today. So stay tuned and I'll be right back with your message. And however you got here, no matter how you found me or if you've been knowing me and tuning in with me, I thank you, thank you, thank you for your support, your listenership, and thank you for being here with me. So stay tuned. We're about to rock it out for the new year. So welcome back. Welcome back. And on today's episode, we are talking about, and it is episode 6. I'm sorry, it's not 5, it's 6, y'all. So episode 6 of season 8, we're talking about letting go of the negative thinking. And with that, sometimes we have a hard time letting go of those negative thoughts. And sometimes we have a hard time trying to break the negative thinking loop that we may have, or the negative thinking of replaying old things in our minds. And you know, sometimes we question ourselves so much that like, why am I so negative? And why am I so unhappy? You know, you can be in the season of your best life. You can have this fresh start right now that you have today and still think negative. And you cannot see a way out of it because you're so attached to the way your mindset is already set up and the way you are as a person. So you don't have the capacity to even think any happy thoughts or to portray any of the happiness that you have in your life and to accept it because you're so attached to the negative and the negativity impact that it already has on your mindset. So how do we get rid of those thoughts according to the Bible spiritually? And how do we get rid of it altogether? Or do you think it starts with you as a whole? Or is it a spiritual start first? I think y'all already know, I think it's a spiritual start first. And the reason why I say that is because if you're off spiritually or mentally, you know, if you meditate, so you're off, you haven't centered yourself in a while, whatever you do that's above you, just like spiritually, you're off. It starts there. So if you haven't meditated in a while, you probably want to start back meditating. Start back centering yourself. And you know, if you haven't read and found that quiet space or that quiet time in your house like you used to, or whatever you used to do, write, journal, start it back. Start another routine of it. Maybe do it differently since you strayed away from it the first time or the second time or the third time. Try something a little different with it so that you can be more consistent and it will stick with you this time around. You know, make it a permanent thing in your life if it actually helps you in your life. So, and I want to give you 4 steps to at least help you start letting go of those negative thoughts. 1, take a step back. Because first and foremost, it can be very helpful to remember that you are not your thoughts. You're just simply holding on to them right now in that moment. And sometimes we stay there too long till it becomes, we make it about us. Sometimes those thoughts have nothing completely to do with us. But we stay there so long because we feel subjected to those thoughts the longer we stay. And that is not you. You know, you may think negative of yourself in that moment. And guess what? That is not you. If you know who you are, if you know what you're trying to do, you know the progress you're making, you know the changes that you're making and the growth you're trying to achieve at the certain depth that you want to achieve it, you know that it's not you. Don't stay too long where something is not you so that it may subject you to become that. Don't do that to yourself. You're damaging you, you're self-sabotaging yourself. And the next episode is about letting go of self-sabotage. Ha ha! 2, acknowledge them. Yes, acknowledge those thoughts. Because for one, you want to always know, like, hey, okay, this is negative. You know, it's not nothing positive. I'm not gaining anything from it in this moment. It's not benefiting any of the growth that I'm having in my life. It's not benefiting the progress. It's actually hindering my progress. Or it may be downplaying my progress. I may be downplaying my own progress because I'm staying in those thoughts too long instead of acknowledging them and moving forward. You know, don't look back. Stop looking back. It's okay to look back to see how far you've made or overcame some things, but don't stay too long back there because then now you're attaching yourself all over again to that same process or that same cycle. Don't do that. Acknowledge them and keep going. Write it down if you have to. Journal about it if you have to. Spiritually, find a verse about it if you need to. Find an affirmation in those moments if you need to. It's okay. We get it. It's gonna replay. Until maybe you accomplish it, until maybe you handle it better, until maybe you respond better to it, until maybe you actually are completely over it. You know, some things replay in your head until you actually are past it or actually handle it more better than you have been handling it. So acknowledge them, keep it moving. Number 3. Feel into them. Nobody's saying you don't have emotions. Nobody's saying you don't have feelings. You have them. You're human. We're all human. We're going to have them. And if you don't feel anything, remember, I'm going to think something wrong with you. So feel them, acknowledge them, but don't stay too long to where it objectifies who you truly are and to where it hinders your progress. And last but not least, thank them and make room for the positive things you're trying to change and replace those negative thoughts. Thank them. Oh, I thank God I had that thought because now I don't think like that no more. You know, I thank God that replay because now I'm handling it a little bit more better than I used to. You know what I'm saying? I acknowledge that I had those thoughts. I acknowledge that I used to respond this way. But now, as it replays and it comes back up, I thank God that I'm better. I thank God that I changed. I thank God that I don't have that same mindset no more. Keep it moving. Don't stay there. You know you are so much better than what you're thinking. You know you are so much better than those old thoughts. And I don't care what anybody else has to say about how the old you was or how they experienced the old you. That's not you anymore because why? You are a new creation. You are doing better You are making progress, and that's all that matters. Keep it moving. And make sure you correct them every time when they start to address the old you, when they approach the new you, okay? Now, how to break those negative thinking loops. That is a question that we have to ask ourselves sometimes. Well, how do I break this negative thinking loop? Sometimes it becomes a loop so long, it turns into a cycle, almost like a drying, spinning cycle on a wash machine or even a dryer. But we want to dry this out. And you know what? We want to spin it down to where it dries completely out on its own. Because why? Sometimes if you have to dry, you may stay there too long. So let it dry out on its own. And to get rid of those negative thinking loops, recognize the thoughts. Recognize them for what they are. Challenge the thoughts. Challenge them. Be like, dang, I used to do that. Now, what can I do instead of doing that? I used to respond like that. Now, what can I do differently to respond differently? Oh, man. That would be exclusively, tremendously attuned to your growth. Just think about it. Challenge yourself. Challenge you to be better. You know, you set different goals. You set different resolutions. Everybody set things on their vision boards this year, whatever you did this year for the new coming year. But you don't even challenge your own thoughts. You don't even challenge you. You want these things to happen. You want the new things to appear and confirm and affirm in your new life. But have you ever sat back and challenged you for what you can do? Rather than waiting until somebody else approaches you and challenges the old you, and then you have to respond in a new you kind of sense. Challenge you sometimes. Challenge yourself. Be your own friend first. Yes, be your own friend first. Learn to affirm you. Like I told you before, learn to affirm you. Give your own self affirmations every day. Think positive of yourself. Speak over yourself. Focus on positive people, and you aim to be one at the same time. Focus on the positive people. Anybody got something negative going on this year? Look, we walking straight over it. Put your feelings in the bottom of your shoe and walk all over them. Okay? And don't let nobody think that they can control your emotions. Because once they think they can control your emotion, they think that they can control you. And that is not what we're going to do. Nobody can control you but you. So when you get to know you for who you truly are, you will be better and become a better person when trying to get to know everyone else around you. But first, you got to master you. It starts with you. Focus on the present. Always stay in the present. Always stay in the now. Because if you fall back to the past, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you going backwards? There you go again, falling back in the cycle, spinning back around. You focus on the future? Okay, great. Make plans ahead. We can make them. We can create them. Who's to say they're going to work out? Because God already got his own plans with us. Now, the only thing your plans will do, either align with the plans God already has for you, or they're going to reroute you to the plan God had for you. Now, God may laugh at you because he already got your plans for you. But anyway, write them down. It's positive thinking. It's just positive thinking, positive wishful thinking. You know, nothing positive ever hurts, whether it's written, whether it's said, whether it's seen. It's positive. Positive things bring happiness. And bring the inside out. Once you start to fix who you are on the inside, bring it outside. Bring it outside. Let it stand outside. Don't just dress it up on the outside. Bring it out on the outside. Bring you out more. And talk about it. Y'all need to learn to talk about what bothers you. Don't just hold it in. Talk about it. We're going to be grown this year. We're going to follow directions this year, too. We're going to learn to listen this year. We're going to learn to listen completely before we speak this year, too. Okay? Listen. It's a long process. It's a long journey to doing that, because sometimes in the midway of somebody speaking, you want to go ahead and defend yourself without them even completely finishing what they have to say. But baby, I'm going to tell you like this. I learned the hard way. Listen before you speak. Listen completely with understanding before you speak. And when thou speak, speak slow. Speak in a tone and in a mannerism that person can receive what you're saying in a positive light. Okay, that's all we're trying to do. Have positive conversations this year. That's it, because that's all I'm having. Anything else, I'm going to speak on what bothers me, but guess what? I'm going to be the most kindest, the most generous person you ever known when I speak about it, because I'm presenting more love this year. And you know, I'm so wrapped up in love, I got to learn how to present it more. And sometimes I don't present it more because I wear my emotions on my sleeve. But now that I've got control over my emotions, I am okay. I am okay because now I know who I am as a woman, as a person, as a mom, as a friend, as a sister, and as a coworker, and as any other title in my life to anybody else. I know who I am. And I know the only person that can change who I am is me. And once you get that control over yourself and you master you, you're good. You're forever at peace. And I'm good on me. Yes, I'm able to accept rejection now. I'm able to accept how someone feels about me now without being defensive or argumentative about it. I don't have to defend myself anymore. I don't have to advocate for myself because why? I present myself as who the genuine person I am and the loving heart that I have, regardless of how I am treated, how I am spoken to, how you feel about me, what you think about me, what you said about me. I no longer care. Y'all have to get to a place where you no longer care or shift yourself when dealing with other people in this world that ain't even healed themselves, okay? You got to get to a place to where your energy, your mindset, and who you are as a person does not shift because that person has so much trauma going on in their life or so many problems going on in their life that they're not even happy with themselves. So of course they're gonna have some negative light around them, some bad energy around them, and they're gonna be very negative. No matter how good you are to them, no matter what's good happening to them, they're gonna feel some type of way because they're not even happy with themselves, sweetheart. So when you see somebody struggling like that in the light, baby, carry yourself and carry yourself well. Master you like no other. And you remain that positive energy. Don't allow people like that to change y'all this year. Because we get fed up, we get so tied up in what people have going on and how they feel about us that it shifts our energy, it shifts us. It shifts what we think about ourselves. It shifts us mentally. It shifts us spiritually. It shifts us physically. We're not allowing that this year. No. So it's natural to feel more pessimistic when things aren't going so well in their lives or your lives, whether it's regular or even constant negative thinking. It can also be a sign of anxiety, depression, stress, or low self-esteem, having insecurities, you know, self-sabotage, how you feel about you and yourself. If people don't have self-awareness for themselves, don't you allow that to shift you and who you are, who you stand for, and what you have going on in your life. This sounds a bit strange, but negativity can also be contagious. It's contagious. It's like the flu. It's like COVID. It's like any STD that you get. Any STI is contagious. Once people rubbed you the wrong way, now you're rubbing everybody else the wrong way. Stop it. Stop it at you. Because you already know who you are. Don't let it go past you no more. Don't even think the way people think no more. You think how God made you to think. You be your own person. You be your own thoughts of who you are and who God has already declared you to be. Let that negative thinking and negative mindset stay right there with them. Don't let it go past you. And don't let it go in you. And don't let it flow around you. Don't let it be contaminated by you. Okay? So, with that being said, according to the Bible, in Philippians 4:8, the Apostle Paul encouraged us to fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right, pure, lovable, and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and always worthy of praise. So my question to you is, what is most important and excellent and worthy of praise that can keep you at a flow of self-awareness, self-control, self-improvement, and who you are? The Word of God. So, with that being said, stick with God. You can never go wrong. Okay? So all I want y'all to do is stick with God. And I want to say Happy New Year's to everyone that's tuning in with me. And I want to say, I pray that y'all brought in a new year with a new mindset, a new heart, a new spirit, just a whole new flesh, a new creature with big plans, big dreams, and big accomplishments. And I know I can't believe 2024 had the audacity to allow us to cross over into a new, fresh year and season together. If you're tuning in with me right now, we have crossed over, praise God. And I am wishing you a year filled with laughter, good health, and fulfillment of your dreams and whatever your heart desires. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And may the coming year be a chapter of beautiful moments, exciting challenges, and heartwarming memories for you. And I receive and I encourage you guys to stay blessed, stay encouraged, stay positive, be bold, stand up, stand out, and stand on business about you and all that you're about this year. And stay tuned for episode 7 of Let Go of Self-Sabotage. You have been tuning in with your favorite sister, Sister Chrissy Christ, here at the Fistful Podcast. And I want to thank you for your listenership, your support, and your encouragement to me as well. And thank you for being a true Fistful warrior. Enjoy your day, enjoy your night, and I'll see y'all back here next for the next episode.